Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up. It's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
That's all for quiet, huh?
I guess Ray think he's talking to us. He don't really know that we can't hear him. He'll figure it out in a minute or two, I think.
Like we had the microphone.
Anyway.
What? Yeah, the other microphone's not working.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Good morning, TNT. Yeah, we'll get started. So, oh wait, are you really here? Are you still working on
it? Yeah.
Oh,
go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, did
Just
you
keep
get
it
anything
rolling.
Out?
No updates went out.
No updates went out. Oh. Must not be any updates happening then. No, let me tell you guys. I'm going to tell you right off the start what you want to know real quick. Some bank people were given the day off, not at work. Some banks are still working 6-11 with all their people, so different banks doing different things. But here's the good part. They all are anticipating something over the weekend. But they were doing that already, so it's nothing new. But what's good is nothing's changed. Hold on.
Had to get this sneeze out. Sorry.
But this is what you guys want to know. Iraq is expecting something over the weekend. So, according to the people that I talk to, I don't know about anybody else, but, and the articles, the white paper is completely done. The reforms have begun. What should happen is sometime over the weekend, and the weekend starts at 6 o'clock today, after the end of the Sabbath, sometime over the weekend, the white paper should be revealed to the public. Once the white paper is revealed and explained to the public, the Lord in Arms should be released. This is order is going to go in whenever it happens. But suppose it's going to be over the weekend. Once the Lord in Arms are released, the RV should occur. Because the rate is in the white paper. It is going to be made public to the people. So those things are going to happen real fast when they happen, which they're anticipating over the weekend. So we'll just have to see. Guys, we know it's done. We know Parliament comes back on Saturday. We know they were supposed to vote on the white paper and the reforms. Since they didn't vote on the budget, even though they're saying it too is done. They have articles out saying the reform is done, started, and they are working on the 21 through 23 budget is what they're doing right now. Votes were supposed to happen on Saturday when they came back. Some of them are saying they're not going to vote, they're just going to talk about it, and others are saying they're going to vote. So, ain't nothing new there. We get both sides of the coin, and who cares what they say? We just need to watch to see what they do. Now, what I can tell you, the plan for the white paper, the lower denoms, and the rate, this is the third weekend in a row that people thought it would occur. So, hopefully the third time's a charm. And even if it's not, which I'm hoping it is, again, I don't look for anything. I mean, I look for it all to be completed by the 25th before the demonstrations start. Now, the thing with the demonstrations, they have publicized this morning that Iran, Maliki, Amiri, popular crowd, the militia, have all been slowly but surely moving into the green zone, and they've been moving their people in there for 2 months, they say, in order to build up what they think now is at least 7,000 within the green zone to take over the green zone. If things continue the way they are, if Al-Kazimi doesn't move fast, at least get this portion done. The U.S. is saying they're not concerned about it. They have sufficient people there to defend our interests. So we'll see. But it is out, articles out today, that Iran has a plan through them to actually attack the green zone. And making it public for whatever the reason was today, couldn't motivate them to go ahead and get the RV and get the reforms done, which I'm hoping it does. So those are the things we're looking at. Between them and the demonstrations on the 25th, why not get this done now and get it over with, even though I'm clearly hearing that is the plan. So this weekend, just like last weekend, I gave you the process that has to happen. White paper's coming out. Al Kazemi is actually supposed to explain it to the people. Release of the lower than arms rate comes out. We have an RV. So let's see what the weekend brings. That's for all you guys who've got to go who don't want to hear everything else. That is the information. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. Rod Verbs says, on Wednesday's call, Tony said, quote, it did go on Saturday, but no one released it. Actually did go, end quote. Could you elaborate on that?
Which go means they're saying that they actually released the rate and made the RV, but they didn't make it public yet. Now, that's the articles came out. That's what the bank person says they saw on the screen. That's what our committee member told us. It actually did get completed, and we just still haven't seen it. And we're not going to see it until this white paper comes out, and they vote on it, and it gets done. Well, I don't know if they got a vote or not, because some are saying they are, and some saying they aren't. I don't know if the $15 rate is there, because the bank said they saw it. He said it was the rate, but I don't know that it's coming out at $15, especially when I tell you guys that somebody already got $381 on his card on Monday. What's today? Friday or Monday? So it doesn't make any sense to come out at $15 anyway, and we don't care because, oh, I was going to say we're going to get the contract rate at $28.50, but not everybody, so it would be great. But anyway, that's what it means. It means they told us it did go, that the RV has been completed, but it hasn't, which doesn't make any sense, like talking out the side of your neck. It's been completed but not released. Well, as far as we're concerned, it's not completed because we don't have money and we're not going to the bank. But he's saying everything that was supposed to be done is done. That's the best I can tell you. Keep it honest with you.
Slow Roller says, would you go over interest rates once more, what we should ask for, and pointers on how to get it?
Ask for the stars if you want to land on the moon. That's what you should ask for, depending on what you're doing. Guys, the highest rate that I actually know, and again, I said, the people have received so far is 15%. When I say, I'm going to ask for 20%, and some people might get it, depending on how much money they have. They don't know. But so far, 15% is the highest anyone has got that has negotiated. Now, they're not going to give somebody with $100,000 or $1 million 20%. I'm just telling you, that's not going to happen, and that's not even being realistic because it's going to be based on what you leave in the bank. So you need to decide how much you have, how much you're willing to leave, and then go from there. And just remember, nothing beats a failure but a try. That's it. So try anything. You're going to ask for it and justify it by saying, hey, man, I know about fractional banking. I know you're going to loan this money out to other people and collect interest on it, on my money. So, and if you have the diagram of fractional banking that I sent out, lay it in front of them and say, look, I can see it. You're collecting interest 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more times on my money, and it's a new deposit, so you get to do it again. Share the wealth. I know that you guys have sweep accounts. The banking itself And every night you move this money to the account, and the Fed pays you interest on that money. Share the wealth. That's all. I don't want 50%, 80%. I just want a little 20%. Everybody can't do that, I'm telling you. Because if you don't have the money, it doesn't make sense. But what you can do, and I'm sure they're going to do, is give you an above average interest rate, period. But here's a rule, and I'm just making it up right now. Here's a rule. Whatever they offer you, ask for double that amount. Whatever it is they offer you. Say, no, I think, you know, the price, you can go with 10. Well, I can't go, and then negotiate from there and end up wherever you end up. If you don't know what to do, that's what I would do. If you don't know based on how much you have, if you're offering you 2% because you only got 600,000 or 2 million, 3 million, I don't know what the number is, but it goes to 2%. Ask for 4. Maybe they'll give you 3. You still come out a winner. All right. What's next?
Kylie Holmes says, they, quote, say they are concerned about the USA presidential elections will affect the RV as date is close. If true, why has the RV not happened? Or is there another excuse like Texas?
Oh, wait, they say what?
They say they are concerned about the USA presidential elections affecting the RV as the date is close. Okay, so if true, why has the RV not happened, or is this another excuse like Texas? Okay, I had to change some of the words. Crowdy home.
Okay, what they say is they are concerned about what's going on in the USA. Not the USA elections, but what's going on in the USA, in the streets, the direction our country is heading. Everybody has a question mark. What is going to happen if Trump is re-elected? If he's not. Nobody likes the direction of our country as far as our allies. And don't take my word for it. Just flip the channels, look at the other news. Look at newspapers. Listen to what other people are saying. They're not happy with the U.S. not living up to agreements, changing agreements, a whole bunch of other things. And more importantly, what's going on in the streets of the U.S.? This is going back to the 60s, the 50s. Country's going in the wrong direction. It's a legitimate concern. We need to be concerned about it. Tell you the truth. So they wanted to see, especially with the fact that Trump went into the hospital, now what's going to go on? Who's going to take charge? What direction? All that made sense, and it made sense for him to do what he did. I'm thinking, anyway, it's to come right back out, something nobody believes, I don't think. He's the only person in the world can overcome corona within 3 days. Nobody else has been able to accomplish that, but okay. It looks good. It makes U.S. look good. He's walking around. That's what we need for this thing to go through. We absolutely need. Not only do we need it, but the economy needs it. The economy quickly took a hit. Oil took a hit. The market took a hit. The global economy took a hit because everybody's concerned, uh-oh, what's going to happen with the U.S.? As far as Iran concerned election, trust me, they do not want Trump to be reelected. They absolutely do not. Iran absolutely does not want Trump to be reelected. Okay? For good reason. We just put more sanctions on them yesterday. The day before made it even worse. Biden has already said if he's elected, he will go back to the agreement with our partners, European countries, our allies, and put everything back together, which would be a total relief for Iran and Iraq. because Iran can then do business. They can stop smuggling all of Iraq's money. All the talent has to stop. All the moving the money out the country would then stop because Iran can now move its own money. So it would change everything for them over there if he did. So they have a good reason for it. Right, wrong, or indifferent, those are things that they look at in doing this. It makes sense from their perspective if you try and look at it from their perspective. It doesn't make sense from ours necessarily, or what this administration is trying to do, what they mean. When they say that other countries, they're just, you know, astonished and amazed at what's going on at the street level in the U.S., and they don't know what direction our country is in. Because if it continues the way it is, it can't be good. I mean, at some point it has to go back, whether I'll do something. But no, what's going on in the streets cannot be good to continue again for the next 4 years, 10 years, or whatever it is. We got to get back to normal at some point. So that's all they were concerned about on both sides. All right. What's next?
Sunstar says, have you heard or received any updates from the store vendors in Iraq?
Nothing from the vendors themselves. Well, actually, it is kind of. But anyway, what I'll tell you guys, they're being told something's supposed to happen over the weekend. But again, and I'm not trying to get you guys excited because this is the third weekend that they're being told that, and hopefully this time it goes through. But there's articles out everything this week telling them that the white papers are completed, that the reforms have begun, everything else. But there's supposed to be a transparency to it all over the weekend. Okay?
Any news or updates on the stoppage of the auctions in Iraq?
Any what? Say it again.
Any news or updates on the stoppage of the auctions in Iraq that you can share?
Oh, nope. I don't have anything for today.
Okay. Chicago says, last week it was mentioned if we had a contact or knew somebody at the bank, ask them about our situation. I knew an individual at my bank who handles customers at 100 million and higher and knew nothing about the revaluation or exchanges. With that being said, how would we know who to talk to at the bank if a wealth manager doesn't even know?
I can't tell you who to talk to because every bank is different. Some banks are exchange locations, some are not. Some wealth managers know about this, and some branch managers know about this, and some tellers even know about this. So I can't pick a person out and say, go to this guy or that guy. Don't know. You just have to take your chances. If you ask enough people, I guess you'll run into one is all I can tell you. That's what other people have done. They've asked more than one person, more than one position. And over the years, they've run into somebody who does and who wants their business.
All right.
Okay.
GLE Mast says, do credit unions make money like banks, fractional banking and overnight banking?
No, I believe credit unions, I mean, I don't know. But they're not just like banks because they're not using the Federal Reserve. A bunch of credit unions use their own, I mean, they do use their own people's money in personal finance. But you'll have to look it up and ask some questions. I really can't tell you.
Heartlight 2 says, have you heard of anyone exchanging or given an SKR anywhere in Canada?
No, I have not.
Nineball says, have you heard anything about there being default rates, which would mean no negotiating? Oh. Have you heard anything about a secure website to get individual 800 numbers?
No, I have not. Not at all. So I don't know anything about that. I know there's some other gurus telling you guys you can do some things. I don't know how they're going to give it out. I know years ago I suggested that they create their own site to give us a link to direct you to, because they have larger servers than we do, because it wouldn't be going down like ours would, even if we put it on all four sites. And then they would actually be in charge of the information that's on it. So hopefully that's the way they give it to us, but I can't promise you that at this moment. But it made sense, and I don't know, I did this 10 years ago when they first told us we were going to get the numbers. That was my suggestion to them on how to do it, so we wouldn't have to create any pages or anything else. I don't know that. I don't have the information.
All right. And for those of you who are trying to find slick ways of asking us other people's information, anything that we've heard, if we feel it's worthy to tell you, we've told you and we'll tell you. So just keep that in mind. All right.
Okay.
First caller on the board, 727 area code. What's going on?
Hey, man. Well, good morning, gentlemen, and good afternoon. Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. It's getting to be a rainy day where I am right now, and I'm still driving the truck, so I'm still carrying around explosive stuff, and I just want to be done and hurry up and get the RV done so I can get out of this thing. Hope that makes sense.
Okay.
I wondered, given this talk about the Iranian buildup and all of that, doesn't it seem strange that they don't want a conflict with us, and yet they know that if they start one, that we'll jump in? I mean, that. So I guess that doesn't make sense to me. It's like they're saying one thing and doing another, which I guess is characteristic. Am I just not reading that right, Tony?
No, we're reading it right. Remember exactly what they said, or Iran announced, don't give Trump any reason to start anything before the vote. And they have voted him in if he starts a war, conflict, or something. And, you know, he'll get support behind him because we got to retaliate. We got to do this. And we normally, a country wouldn't support their president in doing that. And everybody knows it because it's the right thing to do. So Iran is saying, don't. They told all their guys, don't do anything. But that doesn't mean they're not getting prepared for after the election. Because then it is what it is, because the election is over. So only thing can happen for them is things get worse. So even in the article, what it says, they have slowly, over the last 2 months, been moving their people into positions in the green zone. And then it's not like Al-Kazimi doesn't know it, but they're putting it in the paper, but he's saying he wanted to talk about it, even though the U.S. has told him to be prepared for it. Prepare your people for this, because we're prepared for it. But he said he wanted to talk about it. That's all. So everybody's full of aware of what's going on. Nobody expects anything to happen before November, but after November, anything could happen. Right after he makes this announcement, the reform paper, the rating, they say it's live, anything could happen. I don't know. But I don't think, based on what Iran themselves have told their people, don't do anything that would affect the election. Because they don't want Trump reelected because of the sanctions. Yeah.
Sure. Well, that was my query. The only thing that didn't seems to wash or make sense to me. So That's what I got it for today. Probably somebody else might be happy that that's all I got. I haven't asked about Maliki, but I figured if something happened, you'd come up, you'd bring that out right away, straight away. So I guess it's just waiting for the anticipation of the weekend. So, man, I hope the fuel sink from your lips to God's ears. If this thing goes, that'd be great. All right, thanks a lot.
Me too. Thank
it.
You.
Bet.
All right, thank
you,
sir.
281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How are you guys doing today?
Hey there. I'm fantabulous, sir. To the infamous.
Good. Okay.
How you doing?
Well, I'm good. Can't complain. I do have a couple of questions here. So, Mr. Tony, if all of the steps that you introduced to us when you first came on goes as planned over in Iraq, will that be an immediate release to us over here? We could possibly hear it this weekend, and y'all could get the 1-800 numbers all at the same time concurrently with this?
Absolutely. That's what they're anticipating right now. Don't know if it's going to happen, but that's what everybody's expecting to happen.
So if that were to happen, you guys would probably have a call, I'm assuming. And then could we start making appointments as soon as this weekend, or would they wait till Monday?
So they wanted appointments made within 2 hours of notification of the release. That's why their people are sitting there, why they call them in every weekend and making them stay till 11 o'clock at night. They want people to get started ASAP.
Okay. So at this point, y'all still haven't heard it. Well, I guess you would have said that at the beginning, though. Texas obviously has not gone back into the banks as of yet to the exchange locations, call centers yet.
They have not.
Okay. Well, I'm sure when they get the call, I guess they'll get their behinds in there. So they are still sticking to strict rules on everybody going to or call when you call the 1-800 numbers. You're still in your geographic areas for the map that you guys provided to us. As far
we haven't
as the
gotten
district.
Any. Yeah, we haven't gotten any changes out of that. So I guess they're sticking to it.
Okay. Well, I just know some other people that asked that question, so I thought I'd ask because they may be moving and they were still concerned if that was, you know, one of the rules. So I told them I think so. I hadn't heard y'all change that, so I will let them know. Okay, well, I guess we just wait and see what happens this weekend. And that's all the questions that I have. Y'all provided me with all the information that I needed. So thank you, sir. And I'm waiting
well, thank
to see what's
you.
Gonna happen. All right. I'll move on. Y'all have a good weekend.
Wait a minute. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Why are you going to let those people know instead of just telling them to call in on the call and get the answer themselves?
Well, they were at work today, so they couldn't. They don't have the leisure like I do to be flexible to call. See, I do nothing. I just lay around and sleep and eat and listen to y'all, and they can't do that. So I just thought I'd ask for them since they asked me to. And we may not have that.
I absolutely believe that description of your life right there. But okay.
Now, see, now look here. Now, I did good. I didn't have but one question, and then y'all bring me back in. So next time, if we have to be up here on Monday, don't be saying, I thought you just had one question. See, I was going to go on and leave with all of my questions answered and be good. So y'all bring me back in. But you're right.
I knew you were, but for some reason, Ray just didn't want you to go. What did he say?
Okay. Well,
so I just thought that was a.
You guys.
Yeah, I just thought there was an opportune time for me to remind people that these calls are recorded, available 24 hours a day. And not for your people, naturally. I mean, you can give them the answer. Well, I know they can't come up here and ask the question, but they can hear the answers later. But that's still
easy
to do that. But I'm just for everybody else. I want to remind folks, it's a 24-hour availability. Just saying. But thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.
All right. We'll keep it in Texas and go to 972.
Hello there, Danny in Dallas.
Hey,
what's going on, man?
Oh, my. Well, I'm trying to end Friday without hurting myself. I'm up on the ladder with a can of spray paint and some metal flashing. So such is my world. I was thinking about the bus lady there. All she does is sit around and eat and listen. That's interesting. She's going to have to do a how-to book on that subject and make a million. There you go. All right. No Texas. They're not in at the bank.
Nope.
I have several times asked about the Treasury rate. Do we know anything else additional on that? I don't recall if you said there was a cap on that.
Nope. I don't know any cap on that at all. Nope.
All right, and we still don't have an idea about the $12 minimum amount to qualify for, right?
Oh, to qualify for it? No, I don't know what's
the
minimum. And I think every bank is going to be different, but we haven't gotten anything.
Gotcha.
And did talk to him today, still didn't have a minimum amount.
All right. Well, that's still encouraging. Now, I'll be disappointed if it doesn't happen this weekend. Called my wife and told her Tony said. So I do that to avoid getting myself in trouble, you know. So it's just
I understand.
Another
friend of mine called me yesterday and said, I told my boss I quit because Tony said. I said, well, what kind of idiot are you?
Hey, listen. Turnabout is fair play. If you get in trouble, you just tell them, blame it on Danny in Dallas. Okay. Well, one more weekend coming up. Appreciate what you
guys do.
I can't think of another question, so let's get this thing going. Thank you much.
Right,
bye
sir.
Now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your helping us connect the dots. I mean, tomorrow is an interesting day. After all, it's 10-10-2020. So, you know, we kind of say from that perspective, it sounds flows very well. I'd like to connect your comments about the white paper and the fact that they're saying that it's done, that the rate is in there. Are you sensing that this could be such an orchestrated event that they actually have it really kind of timed, that they know that they would be opening the white paper at such and such a time, and that would be the same time that the lower denoms would be coming forth, and the Gazette would be printed so that it's not, you know, haphazard, it's pretty much all within a time frame of 10 to 15 minutes? Have your sources indicated anything along those lines?
Yeah, they have. But it's a hell of a day for you to take off your dinar glasses and get serious. But anyway, listen, I do have the time frame.
Yeah, I was offended that you didn't like my questions. I was offended. I almost didn't call in. That would have been the last time you heard me.
Oh, well, I'm
Go ahead.
Sorry. I just messed with you. But listen, there is a time frame. I really didn't want to give it out. And that's why I didn't give it out. And, of course, you would ask the magic question. So, and it is something that's taking place throughout the weekend or scheduled to. Now, again, last weekend, this weekend, but they do have it scheduled for announcements, explanations to take place at one time, for this to take place at another time, and then for this to start another time. So it's like throughout the whole weekend. without me giving out the details.
Okay.
So we'll just have to
okay.
okay. But good
okay.
question.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And I'd like to have a little clarification, if I may, from your brother. It's
okay.
always nice when I see Ray, when I see things posted in the forum. And last few times, it's been the comment about it has been reported that the high opening rate for the dinar was up for discussion to be reduced, but died due to lack of consensus. Is that referencing back just to one time when that happened, or have they been bringing it up and then the consensus still didn't get? What can you clarify a little bit on that? Because I like the woo-woo and all the dollar signs.
Only one time that we know of when they told us.
Okay, that was what I was wondering, if this was just kind of reminding people that this happened a day ago, 2 days ago, or whatever, or if this was something that they were repeatedly bringing up, you know, okay, it's another day, we'll try it again, another day, that sort of thing. So only one time that your sources have said.
No, he was talking about actually involving the $15 rate is what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right,
very
right.
Specific.
I was just curious on you know, was this something that they, you know, while we, you know, nothing beats a failure but a try, that if they failed to get something done, did they try it again, you know, that sort of thing. So it's one time. Well, 10 days from whenever all this insanity comes to a conclusion, we know that that's when we'll be having our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. And hopefully this is going to be sooner rather than later, because it still will be in October if it could be done this weekend, you know, 10 days hence. So we appreciate it. And have yourself a great weekend. It sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Yep.
Thank you. Thanks.
Alrighty.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 386 area code. You are on.
Ah, good morning and good afternoon, young man. How are
good
you today?
Morning. Super fantastic.
Hey, good, I'm glad. Has the rate on any of the currency changed since the other day?
No, we don't know of any changes to the rates. Nobody said that.
Okay, so the rates are all the same. Okay, well, I've heard you talk about everything today, so I just asked you a question that I wanted to ask you, so I'll let someone else go on with their questions. Thank you, guys. You're well appreciated. And, Ray, I know you got my donation. So I'm John Worthington. So I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good day, and God bless everybody on this call. Bye.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Hey, are you related to Cal Worthington, though? Oh, that's all right.
He was my uncle. Okay.
Oh, was he?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Talk to you
guys. All right.
Later.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Hey. 409 area code. You are on.
Hi. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Morning.
I am so glad I got in today. I want to refer back to something that, Tony, that you spoke of on Wednesday's call. Someone had asked about going in and getting their children's name on their accounts and exchanging because they could get more as a group. And you suggested and actually said that you had made arrangements with several people around you to negotiate for them, and so that they would get the same deal that you negotiated for. And so my ears peaked on that because my grandson and a good friend of mine, they don't have enough of the ZIM to qualify for the higher rate. I think you have to have 10 trillion. 100 trillion to get the 33 cents. Is there some way, someone not, I mean, I know you must have suitcases full, but is there some way that I could work with them to help them get that higher rate on their ZIM? Like I think I have 10 and she has 4. But, so we're not big enough for me to say, hey, I'm bringing in 14. You know, would that work? Could I do that?
Listen, I'm going to tell you what
nothing
I always
beats
say.
Okay.
There you go. Nothing beats a failure but a try. So you can try it. Now, I was basing mine on I already qualified for everything. So
Okay.
I'm not just talking about what I qualify. I'm talking about you want me to leave it here this long, leave this much, do that. Well, if I do that, I need you to give these people the same deal I got.
Even if they're small.
Not gonna, even though they're small.
Okay, how would
we give them the best?
So since I'm going to be calling the 800 number, I don't have a relationship already, which I know you must. But when I call the 800 number, I would just tell them what I have, and then maybe my friend could make her appointment subsequent to mine, so that if I don't get the deal, she could still go in and do her own.
Have everybody make their own appointment. This is what you want to do. Have everybody make their own appointment. Go in, make the best deal you can, and tell your guy, your wealth manager, I do this with you. I have four friends I want to bring directly to you, and you give them the same deal. Because, you know, we can include it. It works for all of us. And if he says,
okay,
I can do that for four people. I can do that for five people. If I can, you know, based on how much you have, I'll do it for you two people. But that's all I can do. Then I got to go back to regular business. But negotiate for what you can. Okay?
Okay, one more. Okay, I want to add it to that. My daughter is in another state, and so she's not in the same region. If I were to negotiate that deal here in Texas, could she come in from another state and meet with that wealth manager?
Okay, you're going to have to ask that wealth manager because they're doing different things. I will tell you guys, I do know of some cases already of people who've gone out. So that don't mean everybody can. There's special people, privileged people, and I don't know what to do, but they're not going to do it for masses of people. And that's why it's going to depend on you and your wealth manager's relationship, what kind of deal you're making with him, and then he's going to have to make that call for you. Okay?
Okay, awesome. Okay, another quick question. You stated, of course, that if we're in an exchange center, that won't end up being our wealth manager in subsequent banking thing. How do you, because I'm buying a house in the Dallas area when the money comes, so my wealth manager, I don't want it to be where I am now, I want it to be there. So how are you assigned a subsequent wealth manager appointment after the exchange?
Oh, the banker do that for you.
So I just tell them where I want it to be, what zip code or something?
Yeah, what area you're going to, and say I need an appointment with the wealth manager there so he can take over my accounts. That's all.
Oh, good. Okay. Awesome. Okay, let's see. I think that did it for me. Oh, by the way, I just want to mention one thing. My sister, COVID, she's in a nursing home, and the doctor he just gave her something he said would lower the mortality rate, and her doctor wouldn't give her that regimen that everybody was talking about. So I called the governor state and complained about the doctor, and the doctor ended up giving my sister that hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak and zinc regimen. And the next day, she was up and organizing her closet. That's how quickly she recovered with that regimen. So it just depends. If you catch this stuff early, you can recover very quickly. 18 other people in that nursing home died who didn't get that, by the way. My sister is the only one that didn't die. And so it is possible that he could recover that quickly. But anyway, well, guys, thank you
okay.
so
Let me
much
ask you a question.
For everything. Sure.
Let me ask you a question about that.
Okay.
If a doctor knows that this saved your sister and actually changed her life within 24 hours, 72 hours, she's up, moving around again, why would a doctor, knowing that that worked, let 18 other people die without giving it to them?
Okay, he held back to see what would happen with my sister. See, we got on hers early. She was just experiencing like the sore throat and some of the earlier symptoms. Some of the other people were further in. And so by the time he saw the improvement in her and relented and started prescribing it, it was too late for them. So you do have to get on it very early, which is what happened with Trump. But the other thing is, the reason they didn't want to give it to her is because it's being stopped at the governor's levels. That's when I called the governor's office of Arkansas and I said, are you stopping it at this level? Of course, they told me they weren't. But immediately,
okay.
within 24 hours, the doctor gave in. So but I just encourage anybody. I'm telling you, I lived through this with my sister. She would have died. And she didn't.
Okay.
And she improved
okay.
rapidly.
Listen,
okay.
Listen.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go back. But I don't know any governor that makes medical decisions. But anyway, we're going. I'm glad
they
your sister's
followed,
okay. Okay.
Okay, listen. They followed the CDC guidelines. Is what they were telling me. The hospitals would not give out the hydroxychloroquine. It had been changed. I talked with them. I really did this. I argued for it. They said that they changed it from being something that could be just generally prescribed, because technically it's a malaria drug. That's why the
okay.
The black
well, we'll pick back up on it though, man.
Yeah. We're not. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
We're not going to go through all that. Here today,
okay.
Thank you. I'm
anyway,
glad she's okay.
All right. Thank you
me.
Very much.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
610
area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. Long version, gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT. Super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And always remember, verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Thank
All right,
you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Okay, 205 area code. You are on.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree, and yourself.
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you for asking. Listen, I've been on this call and first time getting in, so hey, I want you guys to excuse me because I have some questions here, and but I've been listening to everybody else, so I know. I feel like I know how to ask them without you guys thinking I'm crazy. But anyway, all right. So my first question is the about the currency, and you got the circulated and the uncirculated currency. So would there be a difference in the exchange because of something being circulated or uncirculated?
There's going to be no difference in the exchange rate.
Okay. So speaking on the same subject is that, I've been purchasing mine from the bank. But the bankers are telling me, and I got a couple of different banks, but they've been telling me that they don't have any more, but the other outlets do. How come the banks can't get it anymore, but other outlets like the UK Dinar Exchange and Safe and their Treasury Vault? How come they can still have it, but the banks can't?
I think the banks are more concerned about getting caught in the middle of a transaction or transactions than the smaller currency dealers are, because they're just buying it for their location or a couple of locations, which they may be able to get. When if the bank is doing it, is doing it nationwide for every banking location, and they're moving a whole lot. So it's more important for them to go ahead and cut it off now than try and cut off it 2 days. They bought it, and now they can't get it back because the rate is changed. So.
Okay, I just found that to be very strange, but okay. Has any of the banks confirmed that they will be participating in this RV? And if so, do you know who they are?
Have any of them confirmed it as far as what, made it public knowledge? Or
No, confirmed that they will be participating in the RV exchange. Because, bank with Wells, Regions Bank, PNC Bank, and only one of my banks, which is PNC, is the only one that even acknowledged it. And was aware of it, but the other ones are not. And I mean, I was just wondering, other than those three right there, has anybody confirmed saying that we are definitely going to participate in this RV exchange?
Okay. No bank, none of them, and none of the locations are ever going to do that before the RV takes place. None of them are going to publicly come out and say, hey, when the RV happens, we're going to participate, or we're going to give you the highest exchange rate when this happens. Because that's basically telling people it is, in fact, happening. And there's not a bank out there that's going to do that, because they don't know for a fact. They know there's a plan for it to happen. There's several different plans for it to happen, and they haven't.
Okay. All right, so I've been listening to you, and I've been listening to everybody say they got workers at work all day, Saturday. They're coming in to work, and that's why I'm like, what banks are they talking about? I mean, I'm like, what banks are the ones that's saying?
Sorry about that.
That's
my fault.
Okay. What
banks? What'd you say?
I've been listening to you, and I've been saying to myself, when you talk about the employees out there at work, coming to work ready for us to come in and exchange or whatever it is. But what banks are you talking about when you say that, where they're at work?
Well, I'm not supposed to be naming banks. That's the whole thing. I'm supposed to tell you what they are and tell you that they're the top five banks. But one is a number eight bank. I can't put things out there. Most people know I gave you guys one last time with the locations, which is one of the banks that you named. So I can't go out there and say, hey, Wells Fargo is definitely going to do this, or Chase Bank has already set these rates, or Bank of America, you know, already did this. I can say this is what banks have done. These are their locations. I can tell you when this was all set up that Chase Bank was the foundation. Bank of America was the foundation one time. Citibank was the foundation one time. And Wells Fargo is the foundation for it. But I can't go out there and say, I guarantee you these banks are doing this. Even though for some of those very same banks, I have their people calling and telling me this is what we're doing, or, you know, this is what we were trained on, or my best friend already exchanged this is what he got at this bank. We have all kinds of examples. So if you want me to represent the bank and say, oh, yeah, Wells Fargo said they're definitely going to do it, that's not going to happen, because who in Wells Fargo told me that? None of their presidents or vice presidents. Or some of their regional managers, yeah, but it's still, you can go to any one of those banks and there's still going to be people there telling you they're not involved in it and it's not going to happen. And I've explained that over the years, guys, why would a bank, any bank, go and tell all their employees, yes, the dinar is real, the dong is real, the zim is real, these are the rates we're going to give whenever it happens. If they told all their employees that, then all their employees would go out and buy currency. They take their whole paycheck, buy as much as they can. Why? Because the day it happens, I got $50 million in the bank, and I'm walking off the job. And they would lose every one of their employees that day. And we'd have nobody to go in exchange with because they all became millionaires and left, just like we did. So it doesn't make sense for them to tell all their people. And they arrange it, or the way they word it, is just like Iraq words things and just like our politicians word things. They leave keywords out. They say there are some dinar scams out there. They don't say the dinar is a scam. They don't say the RV is a scam. They just tell them, oh, it's one of those dinar scams. Because there's plenty of dinar scams out there. People have been losing their dinar. People have been given the wrong dinar. Everything else. Been told a whole bunch of BS. Those are the reasons you can't find anybody. But there are plenty of people, if you've listened to these calls, who have found people who've already admitted it to them. And that's what you have to pay attention to.
Right. Right. Okay. I appreciate that. Now, I have two more questions, and I'm done.
Okay.
The one about Kuwait, I mean, this RV has happened before. When it happened for Kuwait, are we getting any advice from people who experienced that RV when it happened for Kuwait, and are they advising us on what we could do when we
no.
go change now?
No. We've had, I think, one person from the time we've done this who participated in the Kuwait exchange. He was in the military. I can't even remember his name, who actually contacted us and said, hey, I did it with Kuwait. Back then, it was a whole lot quieter. But it did, in fact, happen. And New York actually did an article on the Kuwait revaluation and when it happened, for anybody who wants to look it up.
Okay. Okay, I was just wondering about that. I would think there was a lot of people that was already involved in that might be involved here that's trying to get more money and invested in it. But okay, thank you on that. And my last question is, did anyone actually see the celebration last week in Iraq? And if so, did it have anything to do with the RV directly? Because I looked for it. And, I mean, I was on there. I saw some people put some clips on it. But I couldn't really tell if the clips were live or were they old clips.
I have no idea about the celebrations at all. None. It was one day, their national day. What we wanted didn't happen on that day, so I wasn't really concerned about looking for them celebrating at all. But let me tell you something else. People who participated in Kuwait, first of all, it was a very limited number of people because they kept a lid on it a whole lot better than they did this. Or this is the reason, this is the result of Kuwait not being able to keep a lid on it this time because so many people got rich. But you got to remember, those people, you're looking to come on here and advise us or tell us what happened and do that. Those people got rich with a whole lot of money and could care less about me or you. So why do they get involved? Why do they take the time to explain that? I mean, they don't. So I don't really look for that. I was thankful one guy called today. I was there. I got to do everything else. But he obviously didn't do it on the level that we're doing it. Or the ones who did surely aren't coming here talking to us. They just continue to take advantage of it with no sweat, made their investments. It could have been some of the first 5,000 or 6,000 who went through already 10 years ago and have nothing else to do with it. There were people, and those people were just like the first group of people that were involved here. They were government people. They were military officers because they always told enlisted people it's not true, it's not going to happen. So they were people already with means who took advantage of it. They're not going to come here and participate in this call or any information like this.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad I made it through. You guys answered my question, and let's get ready for the RV. Talk to you later.
All right, hey, you might want to consider changing the way that you ask banks questions, you and anybody else. You don't go to the bank and ask them are they participating in the global currency exchange and revaluation. Be more specific. Do you exchange foreign currencies? And then they may ask which ones. And then you share with them the foreign currencies that you're interested in exchanging. Because some of these bank folks don't have the same vocabulary that we have participating in the global currency reset. Some of them don't even know what that is. You just want to ask a bank, do you exchange foreign currencies? And if they say yes, well, how about this currency? Or how about this currency? Now, those types of questions we had members go out and ask, and that gave me a list of 80 banks that were and probably still are exchanging the Iraqi dinar. It's 80 banks across the U.S. The dong, the rupiah, you just call up any bank and ask about the currencies that you have an interest in and just ask them, are they exchanging these currencies? And you have some that will tell you we're not selling them right now, but we will take them in if you want to bring it in and have us buy it back. And that's all you guys really need to do is store that information so then when the rate changes, you know where to go to. You already know which ones will and which ones won't, as well as any new ones that may pop up on the scene. Because we have had some a year or two ago say, no, we're not dealing with any of those currencies. Now today, they are dealing with them. So you're going to get a mixture of those things. But I would stay away from asking the global reset and the revaluation, and just be specific. Do you exchange this particular currency? And you get a yes or no answer. So try that, sir. That should be a whole lot more successful.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Good advice.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take care. 615 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony and Ray.
Hey.
Hey.
How are y'all doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
Doing super fantastic.
How did I know you was going to say you was doing super fantastic, and I'm doing super fantastic, too. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead with my question because I don't want to hold y'all up. So the white papers. So when they state the rate in the white papers or state the rates in the white papers in Iraq over there, that means that we'll be in full swing. Is that what I understand?
They state the rate in the white papers, then all we need to do is see CBI activated. After they do that, we'll be in full swing.
Okay. And they're supposed to do that sometime, or it's rumored, we'll say, that they're supposed to do that sometime this weekend.
That's the rumor, yes.
Okay. So, I didn't have this question at first, but since the other little gentleman, not the gentleman, but the lady brought it up, so you said that sometimes people are able to get bring in others on the deals that they have based on the amount of currency that they have. So basically in their negotiation process, they say, hey, I'll do this, but I'll do this only if these rates you give me, you give these people. Hello?
I didn't hear a question. I heard a statement, which was incorrect, but I didn't hear a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, let me ask a question. So you, is it true?
Well, uh-oh. I don't know, because what I said was, that's what I'm going to do. That's not what it would be. This is what you can't do, to go in there and try to get accomplished, because nothing beats a failure but a try. But that's how I would approach it.
Ah, okay, so since you're going to approach it, can you list me as one of your friends?
Absolutely not. I don't know you.
And that's fine. I thought we were friends by now. But it's okay.
Look, and truthful though, guys, you're going to want to pick. You know, I'm going to say, hey, I want this same deal, and I'm working it enough to do it and structure it, and I want to bring in, you know, two of my close friends and my two nieces and my nephew. I don't even care about my kids. They can be on their own, but my kids. So I'm saying, this is what I want. This is what they're going to do, and, you know, I'm negotiating for all of us right now. But that's me. I don't know if everybody can do that. But based on that, what I'm talking about, I think I can pull that off. I think you can if you act like you know what you're talking about. I hope you know what you're talking about. But just act like it. Look what I'm bringing you. Look at the amounts they all have. I know what you can do with it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Hey, 615, I'll try to look out for you.
There you
That's
go.
Right. Tony ain't talking about nothing. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I got you right.
Okay.
He's failing to forget. He's telling me to go in and to make some negotiations with some pennies compared to y'all millions over there. And so I'm trying to get the, you know.
Let me tell you what Ray just did. Ray just got him 100 new friends. That's what he just
did. Okay. It don't matter, because just like that open mic board member, he just told me that I'm number one. So hey, I'm cool.
There you go. All right.
Anyways, I will patiently wait for the white papers and your tweet to say, let's get ready to rumble this weekend. Thank you guys again, seriously, for all that you do. I really appreciate these calls.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We get it. All right. Have a good weekend.
647 area code, you are on.
Is that me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, sheesh. Perfect. Okay. First, I just want to say thank you to you guys, because I've been listening to you guys for about 11 years now, and I'm out of breath because I was working out, so I apologize.
Okay.
But I also want to say thank you to G-Man, because he's on here every call that I listen to, trying to get you guys what you guys deserve. and oil guy, bus lady, and all them for their great questions and all that. But the actual question that I have, sorry, it's kind of disturbing somebody. The actual question that I have is, do you guys feel that maybe sometime in the future after the RV that there might be some sort of a bail-in that happens?
The bank a bail-in? In?
A bail-in, yeah.
Hmm. I'm trying to think that where I can see that. I don't see it happening. Do you see it happening?
Well, that's why I'm calling to ask you guys the question. I mean, through different channels and television and news and all that, you hear different things. So that's the reason why I was calling and asking is if you guys feel that there might be some sort of a bail-in happening with the banks or anything like that. Similar to, like, the bailouts that happened, the government bailed out the banks. So if there is an issue with the banks, a bail-in would be individuals bailing in or bailing out the banks as opposed to the government actually bailing out the banks.
I know, but I don't see any reason for it to happen. You understand?
Okay.
First
yeah.
of all, the banks are playing, you know, monopoly with people's money. So Dodd-Frank changed that. And that's the new rules of the bank. They can't gamble with your money anymore. They can only gamble with their own money, their own profits. So that stopped the part that they needed to. The market isn't going terribly great right now. They're not loaning out hundreds of billions. The government is loaning out all the money right now, not the banks. And the government is loaning it to the banks. And it'll be years before it's paid back. Our money, because everybody thinks they're getting free money now. Trust me, it is not free. And you will be paying it back and paying the taxes back for it and the growth next year. With all the money that we are putting in, because there's a lot more. Remember this. When Kuwait had their revaluation and Clinton wiped out the deficit, there was that much money to go around. He wiped out the deficit of the U.S. Everybody was prosperous. Jobs were everywhere. Everybody was making money. For those whole 8 years, it was good times for all. Well, we have 100 times more people than we did doing that, making 1,000 times more money available than it was during that, which should, again, wipe out the deficit over the years and make us a very profitable country. Now, 20 years down the road, if they get restarted, it's something different. But I don't see that immediately affecting anything as far as we're concerned, as far as our money is concerned, even the economy changing over once we do this, new administration or same administration, it's going to be next year. And hopefully, if Corona's under control and the world economy is back or just the growth, we're going to be exploding for years to come. So I don't know why people are concerned about a bailout of the banks or a bail-in of the banks or, I mean, the banks collapsing, period. That should be the furthest thing from our mind once this happens. And now that our government has proven without a doubt they will print $5, $6, $7 trillion whenever they see fit and save everybody. That's what they've done.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I was actually thinking the exact same thing because I remember I was watching something and Donald Trump was speaking, but he did say that he expects the economy to be the best economy we've ever had in the fourth quarter in 2021. So hopefully he's talking about the RV and what's not. But my next question is, this is just a hypothetical question, okay? So if you or Ray wanted to protect your money from maybe inflation or maybe some sort of currency devaluation, what would you do?
Ooh. Ah, that's hard because, I mean, currency is going to devaluate or either way, inflation is going to be there. You know, what I always say, do, get more dollars. That's all I can say. Do wise investment, make sure my money is working and growing at all times because you can't stop it. If it devalues because of something that's happening, you know, in the global community. Not just your local community or not even just with our country all the time to make it that, or inflation or things out of your control. The only thing you can control, because there's no safe haven where you can say, I put my dollars in, inflation is not going to affect it, because it is. Or deflation is not mm-hmm. going to affect it, because it's always going to affect the dollar wherever it is. All I can do is I have a plan to continuously have it grow in case either one of those happen, I'm protected. Because they can go down all at once. But as long as I'm getting the correct interest rate, I'm still getting interest. As long as I've invested in the right industry, it's still going up. Whether there's inflation or the dollar's losing value, mine are still duplicating or still going up at whatever value. Because if I can't duplicate a dollar, let me duplicate 50 cents because it's still adding up, okay?
Right. Ray, what would you do?
It could be a combination of things. What are you wanting to hear us say?
Oh, no, I just want to hear your opinion. It's not. I don't want to hear anything that I want you to say. I want to hear what your actual opinion is.
Well, Tony went one direction with having ways to just accumulate more money, and that'll balance off inflation, at least the purchasing power, by having more of it. Or you could go the other direction, or actually you could go down both avenues, and park your money in something that's not being affected by inflation, but it's holding its value. It's not appreciating, it's not growing, but it's holding its value. So there's some assets that you could park money there. But of course, if you park it there, it's not growing. So now you're looking at, do I want growth or do I just want to be a step ahead of inflation? So then it becomes a choice. And I suspect most people will probably do a combination of something that is going to make money keep growing, and in some cases, something that will at least hold its value that's not based on the dollar per se, but it's in front of the dollar. Or in front of fiat currency. I won't say in front of the dollar, but something that holds its value that's not based on fiat. So there's a combination of things there.
I see. You know what I think is funny, though, that I'm actually thinking about in my mind is that I listen to you guys so much that I feel like I know you, but I know you're hearing my voice for the first time. You're like, who the hell is this guy? You know, so but I really do appreciate everything that you guys have done for me in my actual life because you guys have taught me so much about finance and what to do with my money and all these other things. And I know people are out there saying things like, oh, it hasn't happened, and they say it's going to happen here and there or whatever. But the knowledge and information that you guys give every single time I listen to your call is outstanding. And I really do appreciate everything that you guys have done. Even the callers like bus lady and CIA lady and G-man, oil guy, all those. I mean, those questions, I don't get an opportunity to call in because I work two jobs and I'm very busy. But, I mean, those questions that I get to just sit back and listen to while I'm at work. I'm not supposed to be listening, but I still listen anyway. But those individuals that I get to listen to, a lot of times they answer the questions that I have. And I really do appreciate that. And I appreciate you guys as well. And I want to thank you guys for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate
all right,
that. All right.
Bye-bye now. 313 area code. You are on.
Hello, Ray. This is Cornbread. Is this me?
Yes, sir. Okay, you're on.
Okay. I got a few questions here. Let me see. Are the contract rates still the same on the last $6 and But can you still get the 2850 that's been said so many times before?
That's the expectation.
Okay. And what about on the VND?
What about what?
The same thing. That's still the same expectation. We don't have anything indicating any major changes.
Okay, so that'd be like 237. I wanted to ask Tony, with the this white papers they're mentioning now, is that the same as the Gazette? Because I know we were waiting for it to be the rate to be put in the Gazette before. So is the Gazette and the white papers the same thing?
No, the Gazette is actually where they record their laws in.
Okay.
The white papers is a plan that they're putting out for the future of Iraq and the country, and it's just that, a plan that they're submitting instead of their actual budget. But they wanted it to be approved and recorded in the white paper. It has not. I know some gurus told you guys last Saturday it was put in the Gazette. Well, it's clearly this Saturday, and we see it has not been put in the Gazette. Wasn't recording anything else. So we don't, in fact, see that. Let's hope it happens on Saturday. There's nothing saying that they already voted on it, passed or nothing. They're saying it has been completed, been discussed, and even, I think, going to be agreed upon, or it wouldn't be, the plan wouldn't be to make it public this weekend, because right now I'm hearing that's the plan. So let's just hope it does.
I hear that. And Tony, do you have any rules of engagement, or have you heard any rules of engagement for after you get the 800 numbers? Besides
rules,
yeah.
You mean besides for us or for you? What do you say? What are you asking? What do you do after you get the 800 number?
For us, when T4B goes in, hopefully it'll be this weekend.
When we give you the 800 number, what you need to do is dial it, okay? Dial the number, set up your appointment, and go from there. There's nothing else that's going to need to be done once we do that except dial the number. Now, make your appointment. We're going to schedule a call just so we all can be on the call. And I got my appointment. It took this long. And, Tony, what are you hearing are the final rates? What's the opening rate? What's the highest rate? How should I negotiate this? What is this bank, and this bank doing? What information can you give us before we go to our appointments? That's the whole purpose in the call.
Okay. I know I want to go for the contract rates on all of it. So I just want to take this time, because I'm hoping this is the weekend, to thank you guys for your years of information and dedication to us. And Tony, even back before TNT started, because I was listening to you before that. And also,
okay.
I wanted to thank that woman for bringing about, for putting that information out there about the cure for COVID, because I know two people that got out of the hospital within 3 days. One of them had been in there for 35 days in all. And after they got what she mentioned, they were out of there in 3 days. So that is a cure, but there's lots of cures, but I don't know. I think they have a whole different reason for coming up with these vaccines. These vaccines, I would not get them. So everybody, be safe, be blessed, and
okay.
I'm out. Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right. We're at the bottom half. It's time to go.
It's Friday.
Okay. So let me tell you guys this, because you guys have texted me, and God knows, and trust me, I haven't been in church, and God knows, but I was raised in the church, and I believe in the church. But I'm just telling you guys, God knows, I wish they could find a cure tomorrow for everybody. There's no need for this many people to be dying. If there is a cure, I mean, if there is a cure, there's absolutely no need for this many people to be dying. But hopefully they'll find something for the people, I mean globally, and for us, our economy, our world, and our lives can get back to normal. I want there to be a cure, without a doubt, and I don't care who comes up with it, how they come up with it, just come up with it. And everybody do that. So I want to say a prayer for everybody who has a family member, a friend, anything that's being affected by it. So, because I know it's out there and it's affecting a whole lot of people in their lives. So with that said, guys, it's good intentions and good rumors for the weekend is what I'm hearing once again throughout the weekend. And the weekend starts at 6 o'clock on Friday evening, because they're done with the Sabbath, and goes all the way through Monday morning. But let's just hope and pray that this is it, so we all can get on to the next thing, because I'm ready to go. So with that, I'm going to tell you guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend regardless, because that's what I'm going to do. And again, if something happens, we'll tweet it out, ready to put it in the form, or we'll do another call if that's what it takes. So with that, please enjoy your day.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for us for this weekend. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll be back. Oh, wait a minute. Monday is a holiday.
It is?
So, if there's no RV over the weekend, we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
What's Monday?
Columbus Day. You know, the guy that discovered America, even though the Indians said America wasn't lost. But anyway.
Even though there's some people who dispute that too. But anyway, I mean that he discovered it. Anyway, we'll go with what we know.
All right. Oh, that's right. It's closer than a guy named Amerigo Vespucci.
Yes.
But anyway.
All right.
All right, folks, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Oh, okay.
That
if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of
to stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.